Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great, getting blown around just like the weather forecast says.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the program. I know you're driving from the west side of the state, aren't you?
I am, yep.
It's a little windy out there?
It is, but the sun's shining, so I'll take that combination.
All right. Well, boy, lots going on at the state capitol. Before we start diving into some specific areas, I want to just get your take on how the process is going. The budget's at nearly $2 billion in deficits. How's the process?
I was in 4 years with the previous administration, and this governor has decided some things and, kind of put a target on the wall, and we are heading very close and pretty close to on time on getting budgets done, making some long-term changes. He's committed, to make these changes, and we're doing it. And so I'm thrilled. If his car analogies, it feels like we're driving in cars going down the same direction on a road. So I'm excited. I think we're going to have budgets very close to the June first date, and just a lot of positive things.
Well, what's interesting, in looking on a national level, I think we can relate it to what's going on here in the state. We've got serious budget deficits, but if you listen to the Republicans, we're trying to be responsible and balance our budget. If you listen to the Democrats, kids are going to starve and the old people are going to be thrown out in the streets and all the union workers are not going to be making any money and have any benefits. What do you think when you hear that kind of rhetoric?
Well, I think it's silly rhetoric. Yesterday we just passed out the human service budget. It's almost $7 billion that we're doing this year, which is to help people who are what I would consider struggling in the state of Michigan. It's $6.9 billion, that is very close to what we spent last year. It's foster care, adoption, it's food stamps, it's the things that those people are saying, and you can't tell me we haven't cut that 10%, 20%. This is a very small cut because of the children's lawsuit and some other things, but what they're saying is very, to me, very silly. So I disagree with them very, very strongly.
Well, the unions are pretty strong in their message in saying that they believe that the Republicans, whether it's here in the state or across the country, are trying to attack the middle class.
Well, I think the middle class has already taken a beating in the economy that they don't realize has happened. Some people tell me they're in a bubble, and this whole health care and what you pay for health care and your benefits and your salaries. Maybe 40 years ago things were tougher in the public sector than the private sector. But I'll tell you, in the last 10 years, that has flip-flopped. The public sector has really enjoyed pay increases when friends that I know, there were three people working, now there might be one, and that person's doing all those other two jobs, plus their wages got frozen or reduced, and their benefits have, they got higher copays, higher deductibles, they're paying more on them, so it's gone backwards for already lots of people in this economy, and the public sector really has not seen that, and so now it's time to catch up.
Well, we're talking with Michigan State Senator Mark Jansen. Let's talk about a key step that was taken toward requiring public employees in Michigan to pay for at least 20% of their health insurance premiums. This was voted along party lines. What's your take on this?
Well, it's really folks are coming to the realization that we have long-term costs here in the state of Michigan. We can't keep paying what we paid in our expenses, and probably the simplest way to start addressing that is health care and some of the benefits that we pay our employees. We have over 50,000 employees in the state of Michigan. Now, if you add in local governments and colleges and, you know, you just kind of go down that list, there are just a lot of employees out there, teachers. So what we've said is the private sector in our hearings are paying anywhere from 21 to 28%, and that was last year's numbers. They're now telling us in many cases it's over 30% that people are paying for their health care in the private sector. My bill just says, listen, we want everybody to pay at least 20% of their health care benefit. They can negotiate even, you know, if they want to pay more and get a higher wage so they're paying more in their benefits and getting a higher wage. They can negotiate that locally. But our goal is that's close to $100 million a year just for the state and about $550 million a year for our K-12 school system. And so that's a lot of money. And I want listeners to understand that money stays with that local unit. So if a school, if this happens, that school system keeps that 20% that now the employees are paying, stays there. That could go towards keeping teachers in the classroom. It could keep, you know, that 20%. Basically, they get to choose what they do with those dollars. So I think it's a win-win, and I think for the employees, a lot of folks are telling me we understand we have to do this.
All right, Senator Jansen, before we go to Dawson Bell from the Detroit Free Press, one more final question. As the father of 10- and 7-year-old boys, I'm really concerned about the funding for not only K-12, but public universities. And I keep wondering how that's going to help the state if we lower funding by 15% for public universities. It seems to me we'd be able to find something else to cut beyond education.
Well, we are trying to, you know, corrections is always the easy target. We are definitely, you know, going in there trying to find savings, fraud and abuse, whatever it happens to be. That will continue for many, many years ahead, because that's just the way this works with $45 billion a year. But I think what you've got is we can't afford what we've been doing for higher education. But I do think the governor is saying, listen, this may be what we do for this year and maybe the next year. But on his radar screen, target is we have to fix this. And so it will hurt for a couple of years. What I suggest is let's just give the money directly to the kids that are from Michigan that are going to Michigan schools. And, you know, then you're kind of not giving the money to the middleman. You're saying the kids that live in Michigan that graduate from our high schools, you know, we're going to help them. And kind of a little bit like the Merit Scholarship. But and that's, you know, if we even took the money that we're going to spend this year, that money would go directly to your two children, and they would see that difference. Right now, they don't see it because it goes to a college, offsets, you know, salaries and everything else, and how much does it really help, you know, for their college tuition? And I think that's going to be a good debate in the months ahead.
Thank you, Senator Jansen.
Thank you.